How do you
wash him? You just spritz on him. The yad with your hand. Avolay b'kli. But you shouldn't use the kli. Reb Loza ben Azaya went there. Ma'achitza nesakotim b'yom ha'shlishi. You're allowed to wash him on b'yom ha'shlishi shechal liyos b'shabbos. Even though it's not the yom ha'mila, it's after the mila. The third day you could wash him also. Shenema the posik says. Came the third day, they're very weak. So mashma, the third day is okum a mokum sakonim. So if you don't wash the kid on the third day after the milah, it's a mokum sakonim. So the third day comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter to wash him on Shabbos. So Rashi, mezalfen olav esachamin. How do you give him the bath, lechura, wash him? Mezalfen, just spritz the water on him. Viyad, the Rashi, have leib clean. Well, the Gemara problem, more the Yitzchak Shachur to steer in the Mishnah. Well, I'm with Reisha Machitzim. First, the Mishnah says, Machitzim Mashmir, you're allowed to wash him. The Mashmir Kedarkoi. V'hadatoni, afil lezalafolav. Not only can't you wash him, but even spritzing the water on him, you have to do b'shinui, b'kli aser, with a kli it's aser, just with your hands. It's Shachur to steer from the Reisha to the Seifa. So Gemara will ask it. Right, Mishnah Sofik. Let's say you have a kid's a Sofik. Is Rashi going Sofik ben Chet Chadoshim, Sofik ben Tes? To Kevin Biyama, Vyam Losa Dech Shabbos. We have a kid, you have a Sofik, if he's an 8-month baby or a 9-month baby. So right now it's a Sofik Nephilim, so mainly not allowed to be Dech Shabbos. If the 8th day on the Mila should come out on Shabbos, the 8th day comes on Shabbos, you can't make the Mila. The Androgynous. Androgynous means he has both Simonim. He has a Simon of a Zocher, he has a Gid to make the Mila, but he also has a Simon of an Isha. That's an Androgynous. Is ain mechal no lovers Shabbos. Even though you make a meal on the misafik, but it's not a vada meal, it's not doich Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. If you have Yehuda mate be androgynous, if Yehuda does know, an androgynous you can also make a meal to be doich Shabbos. Even though he has two simonim, but about the Maisa, since he has a gid, he has the yola, it blinds like a vada meal, it's doich Shabbos. So we'll see in the Gemara why.
Oh,
we'll see later. It says in the Reish for the Gemara, Machitzin. Here's the Kash, the Reish says you're allowed to wash the tinnik. Mashma regularly. And so how come later it says, then it says, Dafka Mizalfan Ola Viyad. Vu'amrit Reish Machitzin. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba Barahua, the Amrit Tavar, they both say, Kate Satoni, what Chanel Mishnah? Like the Mishnah is explaining, the Sefer, the middle part is explaining the Reish. What's pshat in the ratio when it says you're allowed to wash the kid? How are you allowed to wash him? Ketzad is mazalfen olav biyad. The Mishnah explains itself right away. It's called stira. It's explaining itself. Don't think machitza means you're allowed to wash him regularly with a kli. Pour hot water over him or put him into a bath. No. You have to spritz the water over him with biyad. You have to do a shinui. Avoloi the kli, but you're not allowed to do the kli. Machitzin the Reisha lav kedarkei. Even the Reisha doesn't mean you have to wash him regularly. The Tony safe from the Prusha Ketzin Machitzin. They're going to Zalaf Biyad. They are filo biyom rishon. Even the first day. Omar Rova, the Rova doesn't like this teretz. For Machitzin Ketoni. Nay, the Mishnah's Mashma, Machitzin Mashma, you could wash him regularly. A regular wash is mutter on Shabbos. Ela Omar Rova, Hachik Ketoni. This is the Pshaw from the Mishnah. The first day, as you make the milah on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash him regularly before and after the milah. What about the third day from the milah? If the third day comes out on Shabbos, then the Mishnah says, it's the third day after the milah, it's not such a big sakonim, so then it's only mutter to do it with a shinui. Then it's only mizalf and spritz the water, but not with the kli, not put him in the bath. We have Loza ben Azayah, what he meant, nay, machitza nesakotim biyam eshlishish chaliyas b'shabbos. Loza ben Azayah is matter to do a machitza kedarkai. He feels the third day is just like the first day. Just like the first day, a lot of washing regularly, who adin, on the third day it's also mutter. That's Pshan the Mishnah. Shenem Rav Loza has a posik, v'yi biyam eshlishish biyasim kaivim, came the third day, the anshay, Shchem, by the Chamor and Shchem, that they were weak. So you see, the third day is the Mokum Sakona, that's why it's mutter to wash him on the third day. This is Rav's Pshat. So the Moratanik of us, the Rav, I'll bring a riot to Rav's Pshat. That one says, Kluo, Machitze na Kotern, Ben Lipnea Mila, Ben Liakra Mila, B'yom Arishan Kedarkli. Says Kluo, that you make Mila on Yom Shabbos, Yom Shemini comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash the Tinik Kedarka, put him in a bath before the Mila and after the Mila. The third day, Shechaliyas b'Shabbos, Mizalfen Olav Biyad. then it's only mutter to do it with a shinui to spritz the water on top of the kid. We have laws of an azayu waimen, no. Ma'achitin at the kotub yamashnisha shchalias b'shabbos. The alcohol piece and rail dover, zechel dover. It's not a chloroplastic, but a corporum is a zechel dover. Shinema, the plastic says, we eat the mashnisha b'yasim koyavim. Yeah. So that's pshat the claw like rover. That it's the Tanakama holds. The third day, it's only mizalfin, you can only spritz the water on him. And the blood of an azai else, no, the third day is just like the first day, you can make a regular rechitza. So tomorrow, kishay mizalfin, that when you spritz the water, the hot water on the tinnik, ain mizalfin loy bekois, and now let us spritz and use the kois, v'loy bekar, and now with a plate, v'loy bekli, and now with a kli, hey, the kois means a cup, and not a plate, and not a kli, ela biyad, you have to do a shinui, and just spritz the water with your hand on the tinnik. Yeah. Is that the Mara is also a Tanakama. His goal is according to a Tanakama. A Tanakama that says on the third day you can only do it with a Shinui. This is the Pshat from the Shinui. You have to dafka use your hands. Yeah. Another more, my Apple Pisha and Raila Dover, what's Pshat according to Reb Lez? It's not a Chloraya. Or with a Zechel Dover, why isn't it a clear Raya? The Chor, it's a clear Raya. It says the third day, they're very weak. And the Gemara, maybe there's no Raya. Thereby, the Maisa Shechem, Mishum de Godol, Loi Solak Bisra, here. The other mice was, they were older people. Yaakov's sons told the Bnei Shechem that you have to make the milu, then we'll look to marriage with you. So the, who made the milu there? The old people of Shechem. So old people, it doesn't heal up so fast. So milu, the third day there, they're weak. Well, maybe cut in Solak Bevisra. Here, but here you want to bring a raya. If you make a meal on the eighth day, comes out on Wednesday, so you want on Thursday, comes out on Thursday. So you want to say the third day is Shabbos. It should be muta to be the Shabbos. Maybe there's no raya. On a tinnik, since he heals up very fast, maybe the third day is no musakona. So it's not 100% raya, it's only zechledover. That the third day you still have pain, you still be makam sakona. So the marahudi yosla kaimi the rover. Someone came in front of rover. So Rav passed like his halacha, that what? That he held that if you make a mila on Shabbos itself, it's muta to wash the tinnik kedarkoi. Ben lefnei a mila, ben liachra mila. He's not like the first one, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuha said. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuha said, Pshan, the Mishnah is, it's only muta bezilut. And the Mishnah is explaining what it means machitzim. Rav said, no, Rav said the kula. The reisha, you're allowed to wash the tinnik b'yoyim ha-mila on Shabbos kedarkoi. So mice to happen when they're about to make a bris milah on Shabbos. Rava Paskin, you're allowed to wash the tinnik kedarkoi, put him in the bath before the milah, and then put him again afterwards. So mice to happen was Ichlash Rava. Right after he Paskin, Rava got sick. So Omar, so Rava felt bad. Rava thought that she Paskin wrong, and that's why he got sick right now. So Omar, he said, Ano bahadir tagivno de sabi lomeli. What do I have to get myself into trouble for to argue on these sabi, these old tamidim? He's this Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Avuha. So he felt a little bit about his psak. Omalei Rabbanon, the Rabbanon told to Rava, no. Omalei Rabbanon, the Rava, V'latanya kavosei, don't feel bad, there's nothing a Bryson learns like you. Like your psak is emes. Then the kavosei demar. Omalehu, mas nisen nabu kevasayu deka. Rava still felt bad, because he still said our Mishnah is still a ksas raya to them. For now, Mishnah it's a raya machitzin doesn't mean mamish kedarkoi. Mi mai, what's the raya? Mi the comment. Since now Mishnah says, Reb Lezer ben Azayu Oimer, machitzin es hakotin, v'yoyim ha-shlishi, shechal yosh b'shabes. Reb Lezer ben Azayu is the one that says on the third day, if you made the milah on Thursday, so Shabbos is the third day for the milah, you're also allowed to wash the tinnik. He says, loshin machitzin es hakotin, v'yoyim ha-shlishi, shechal yosh b'shabes. Now, Iyam with Vishleima, Tanakana Mizalfin Komar, the Tanakana means even on the first day, like the Yehuda learns, even the first day, it's only Muta, to be Mizalef, to spritz the water on the Tinnik, Haina the Komalei of Lozav and Azaya, Marchitzen. That's what Reb Lozav and Azaya deems it. It says, no, I hold it's Marchitzen. The third day, Mistam Hua, then he deems it on the first day, and says it's Emes HaMarchitzen. Eli Yarmit, but if you want to say the way Rebbe learns, the Tanakama Marchitzen B'yem HaRishin Komar, but Tanakama is also masking the first day you allow the mamish to wash the tinnik kedarkoi. If you make the milah on Shabbos, it's mutter. O mezalfin, when does the Tanakama say that mezal zilif? That's only biyom hashlishi. Only on the third day, if you made the milah on Thursday, then on Thursday, on Shabbos, which is the third day, it's allowed to wash him, then it's only bezilif. Of the Zoi, Hi Reb Lozer ben Azayi Oimer, Machitzin, why does Reb Lozer ben Azayi just say Loshin? He yells Machitzin, Af Machitzin Iboilei. He should have said Loshin Af Machitzin. But Reb Lozer says, just like you say on the first day, you're allowed to wash the tinnik, I owe two wadin on the third day, you also allowed to wash the tinnik. So if Reb Lezer is just ding zech on the third day, but on the first day everybody's masking to do a regular mechitza, it's a bad lashon. He should have said a lashon af mechitza mi boyle. So mele Reb like at charot the white paskin mash the lacha should be like a Yehuda. So the more of a kiyoser Reb Dimi am Reb Loza halacha Reb Loza ben Azaya. The lacha that Reb Loza ben Azaya that even the third day you allowed to be mechitza regular. So there's no din zilaf at all. The first day and the third day you allowed to wash the tinnik kedarkly. Heavy by my rov. So my rov they asked the shayla. Like the mayan this halacha. Ha chotzas kal gufay. That's what the mishnah says. You're allowed to wash the cotton. Does it mean you give him 100% bath all over his body? Or ya chotzas mila. Or it just means you're allowed to wash off the makam amila. That was the shayla. Or meluhum rabbanon for Rabbi Yaakov Shemei. The Rabbi Yaakov said over mistavro ha chotzas kal gufay. Mistavro, you're allowed to wash the whole body. Mistavro, you can wash his whole body here. What's the raya? These sakla daita chachotzes milo. Because if you say it's only muta to wash the makam amilo, mi goro mi chamin agabi maka. Is it worse than stam putting hot water agabi maka? Is a locha. In a locha, you're not allowed to take a bath in hot water on Shabbos. You can't be marches kol gufoid. But just part of yodav raglev, you're allowed to. Or then if you have a maka, you're allowed to pour hot water over it. It's not making a refuah. Refuah is awesome. But stop pouring hot water is not a refuah, it's just cleaning it. You're allowed to pour hot water on a maka. So what's the chiddush? You can pour hot water on the maka mamila. Chiddush, you can pour hot water there. Like, what's the chiddush? You're mi gara mi cham lagabi maka. The yama rav, ein moinin chamin b'shemem yagabi maka b'shabbos. Somebody has a wound on Shabbos, his lot of shmir oil, but even in the middle of the weekday, people shmir oil. It's not muchas, mishum refuah. It's found the shame tainer, and hot water also you could pour over it. So the life shita you could do in the Mishnah. So back when the Mishnah says a chiddush, you could be marcus, wash the tinnik, mistava means you could wash the whole tinnik. Math, give Lord Rabbi Yosef, for lay shanulach, no, I tell you it's a big chilik. For lay shanulach, bein cham and shuchmum is Shabbos, lecham and shuchmum er Shabbos. Depends when do we heat up this water. If you have hot water from before Shabbos, that's true. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to take that hot water. Ashton's, you could wash part of Yodav Raglav. And then you could wash your mokum, a maka. If you have a maka, you could wash it. But what about chama that was hooked on Shabbos? That heat up the water on Shabbos. Water that was heated up on Shabbos, you can't use at all. It's also to put on the maka. So maybe that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If you don't have any hot water, you're allowed to cook up the hot water now to make a chitza and to wash it. So why there's a chiddush in the Mishnah that even washing the makam amila it's a chiddush that's muta. Maskelar Rav Dimi, umimai dohochi becham etshukum b'Shabbos. What's the raya that our Mishnah talking about the hot water was cooked on Shabbos pligi? Dilma becham etshukum b'erev Shabbos pligi. Maybe the Mishnah's whole machlokes is only hot water that was cooked from before Shabbos. Say nechnami, then you'll have to learn the chiddush in the Mishnah is that you can wash the whole goof of the tinnik. But nechnami, maybe if the water was heated up on Shabbos, you can't use it. The Mishnah is only matter to give a bath on the whole tinnik if the water was heated up Erev Shabbos. So we learn them shita l'chura, it has to be talking about the whole body and not just the makom amila. I wanted to give you a teretz. Of the kodim b'shan way Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef came and chap miyoy said the teretz first. Mifnei shesakonu hu loy. The Mishnah says, Klo, the reason why it's machitzin, because it says it's a sakonu, it says.
Where does it say this back then? The Mishnah doesn't say it. It says in the Braisa.
But some of the Braisa says something. The Kopa says something. The Sakana Huloi. So the reason why you let her make the hot water, of course, it's a Sakana. So if it's a Sakana, it's the first. It's a Vav. You let her warm up the water on Shabbos also. Itmanami, Kiyosi Rav Nam Ravu Am Rav Loza, Kiyamalo Am Rav Ravu Am Rav Yechinen, Halacha Rav Loza Ben Azaya. We pass on Rav Loza Ben Azaya that even on the third day, you're also allowed to wash him, wash the tinnit. Bein Becham and Shukma B'Shabbos, whether the water was heated up on Shabbos itself, Bein Becham and Shukma B'Yerah Shabbos, whether the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Bein Achotzes Kol Gufoy, whether washing the whole goof, Bein Achotzes Mila, whether just washing the Mokla Mila. Why? Mifnei Shesakon Hiloy. This is the Bryce that says it here. It says it here. Mifnei Shesakon Hiloy. Since it's a sakona for the kid not to be washed, mainly you're allowed to use the hot water that was heated up today. And Enechnam is mutter to wash the whole body also. Like we said, but Lamay Salalacha, we don't hold like this. Halacha, we hold this Nishtana Ateva, that today it's not a sakona if you don't wash the tinnik. So, may the wind not know you to wash the tinnik on Shabbos. By the Gufa. Omer Rav, Ein Moinein Chamin V'Shemem Yagabi Makim Shabbos. If you have a wound on Shabbos, you're allowed to put hot water and put shemen on top of the makkah. Ushmul Lama, Noisei Chutz L'makkah. No, you're only allowed to put the shemen outside, above the makkah. V'Shoishes V'Yerah the makkah. It'll go down by itself to the makkah. But putting it directly on top of the makkah, yo, that's also, it's nefesh like doing refuah. Neisvei, Ein Noisei Shemen V'Chamen Agabi Moich. You can't put shemen and chamen on top of cloth. Moich is like cotton. Litin Agabi Makkah B'Shabbos. So you see, of course, also to put the hot water on the makia, and the Gemara nine hosim mishum schito. They were talking about a cotton. Avad, you can't put hot water in the cotton, because when you take the cotton and put it onto your makia, you'll be over here to schito. But just to put the hot water directly on the makia, that's muta. Toshma, ein leistin chamin v'shemen agabi moich. Shagabi makia, the same thing, if you have cotton on top of the makia ready, you can't pour hot water on top of it for Shabbos. So here you see you can't put hot water, and more on the same terrace. So also nami, mishum schita. The yisid here is because since you have cotton, and the water is going into the cotton, it's a shalit come to be squeezed out the water. Tani kabos bishmuel. Ein nois ten chanem v'shem an agabi makeh v'shabis. Avo nois ten chutz l'makeh v'shoysis v'yeru l'makeh. You're not allowed to put it directly on top of the makeh. That's like a niro, like a refuah. But the yisid is to put it on top, and then a shoysa comes down into it. Tana rabbonin. Nois ten agabi makeh moich yovish. If you have a wound, you're allowed to put moich yovish, dried out cotton, or svug yovish, a dried out svug, a dried out sponge. Avoloi gam yovish, but not a dry leaf, because that's why it's refuah. Voloi kesisin yovishim, and not dried out shmatis. Dried out shmatis, why it's dried out the godin, is also refuah. So refuah you can't do on Shabbos. For the more kasha, kesisin akesisin. Before it's mashmi, you could use kesisin. Lakasha, for becharat yovatiki, new ones it's awesome because it's mrapa, it heals you. Old ones are mutter. Or Rabbi Shmamina hani ksisim asi. May it's right, you put shmatis on a makim, it's taka refuah. And to do a refuah, it's taka us from a Shabbos. The mice, we don't have these things today. We don't. Our shmatis mestama is not a refuah today. So, Melo, if you have a wound, the body, you like to put a bandit on top of the wound because since the bandit itself doesn't heal it. It just stops it from bleeding, that's mutum. But you want to take a cloth and put it on top of it, avada bi mutum. Because our cloth, l'maisa, is not the refuah. It's not necessary refuah, it's avada bi mutum. We finish with kemeya. Yeah. Chavo. Nemon loyma haroifa alatzma ishu mumcha. A roifa doctor that made these charms, that has a kemeya, has kukim in it, he's never to say that it's a mumcha. It was used already 3 times and proven that it heals. By the Chazayin. Yoitzim v'beitza sachagol. You're allowed to walk out with a beitza, a grasshopper's, a chagol, a type of a grasshopper, his beitzim. By says you wear it out around you, it's also a type of a kemeya. Like they held, the Gemara's time, that was a refuah. Uvishen shoshul. Well, then you have the tooth of a fox, it's hanging on a necklace. You're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Of a mesamer hatzolov, they have these gemaras. Who are in the nail of a mesamer crucified by him is bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. You're allowed to walk out with these things hanging on your body, even b'chol it's mutan, even on Shabbos. What's the chiddush b'chol? V'yein b'mishum daki amuri. It's not a shavlus tam you believe in superstition in the goyim, because what's the hezbo? V'chein b'chol dav shuhu mishum refuah. Anything that's proven that does heal. Like a kemeya or these lachash or wearing these things, since it was proven that it heals you, there's no way to mishum daki amuri. That's mutter. As you're doing it because the doctor says it's refuah. Avle moisa maisa. But if you do some modern thing, via nikah by mishum refuah, it's not nikah. It's being done mishum refuah. It's taka also mishum daki amuri. It's also to do modern things mishum daki amuri. Avle kol lachash mutter. But any type of a kemeya, any type of psukim you have, it's mutter to wear. Because it's we know already that a lachash is a refuah. Therefore, nikah to refuah. Lo yotzivela b'yosem shebotku v'yena mayulim. It's only also to wear a kemeya if it was tested already a few times and it didn't heal. So we know clearly this kemeya doesn't heal you. So what are you wearing it for? Only mishum darke mari. That's also. V'yesh misha choishes b'chol kemeya. Some people are machon every kemeya. Sheina mumcha mishum darke mari. Any kemeya that wasn't tested out 3 times, you're not allowed to wear it yet. Because if you shout from Dr. Murray, that's a shrei alocha, but that's not some right, the chofchetz. Mishi yesh loy makir a piece of ragli. Somebody has a wound on the heel of his foot. The kosher all of matbeya. This is Murray we had. You're allowed to tie a coin around your foot, lohogain, to protect it, shloy nogep raglov,
that your wound should not get hurt, shouldn't hit anything. The gam hu merapa. So mechaba lektir nachavod. And also you should know that this coin heals you. Mutar lotes boy. Then you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because we had before, anything that's healing the body is called a pashut for you, and it's like bottle to the goof. Here the Morgan Avram Tiger says in Memalif, the gam hu merapa mashma. The main of merapa, here it's mashma. The Morgan Avram says the gam hu merapa mashma. The main of merapa, if it doesn't heal you, el shoyis kadesh lo yinagev osir. If you're putting something on your body just to protect it, that it shouldn't get hurt, that's also to wear it. It's only mutter to wear something on your body if it heals you. That's his mashma from the Mechaber here. And who we're dealing, we had the same thing before in Chav days we had about wearing a band-aid. Here it said you're allowed to wear a band-aid or Meshich HaMakalotis by Techivon She'ena Merapim. Since they heal you, have a Techivon She'ena Merapim heavy Masli. Since it's something that doesn't heal you, then it blinds like a Masli. Mashma, though, have to wear something around your body is because it heals you. Something that heals you is called a tachshit, it's mutum. But Mamaisa, the Mishnah moving down that the Gro is mechulak here, and he says, lav dafkis merapa. Anything you put on your body to protect you from tsar, because you have a wound, you're afraid you'll hit something, and it'll start opening up, and start bleeding, to protect you from tsar, is also butter to the goof, and it's mutum to wear. Because not to me, a person out of band-aid. But for the Chur, a person lashon ha-machaber, it'd be also to wear a band-aid. Because our band-aid is not merapa, doesn't heal you. It's only there to protect it, that something shouldn't hit the wound to open up again. It's only to take away the tsar. But still, the Mishnah Berurah says, Allah, we pass the note. If you wear something that's just to protect you from tsar, that's also mutter. Lav dafka, has to be merapa you. So here's this coin, if you have a wound on your foot, and you want to wrap a coin around it, today that you shouldn't be the tsar, you shouldn't hit something, that's also mutter. Right, the Chav says, Hayoytzei v'talas mukafelis. Someone goes with a talus that's folded up. Al kseif, I fold it up on the shoulders. Tahainu shalacha shenosna roish. Yes, you put your talus on your head. Magbiya shaleh, you pick up the bottom. Al kseif, I mamash on top of your shoulders. It's chayiv chatis. If you walk out with that on Shabbos, b'shus rabin, it's chayiv chatis. Since it's not a derech malbush, nobody wears it that way, it's called a masli. We don't have it fold up on top of your shoulders. Like our talit, it's the width is going downwards. Lamata mikseif, it goes down, it's like starts off on your head or your shoulders and it goes downwards. Then shori, then you're allowed to pick up the bottom part a little bit. Since lamaisa you're wearing your talis normally, your goof is covered up and your shoulders are covered up with it. Even though you want to pick the bottom up a little bit, still it's mutter. Because that's still called the derech malbush. Since the ikur, the beggar, is on you, it's mutter to pick up the bottom a little bit. The alpiz there, according to this, mutter is tatev patalisa takas aglima. You're allowed to put your talis godel on underneath your jacket, even though you don't want the bottom of the jacket mamet to be sticking out, you want to pick it up a little bit, that's mutter. Since the ikur, the beggar, is on you, the bottom piece you're allowed to pick up a little bit, that's mutter. It's only yosser if you fold the whole beggar mamet come out on top of your shoulders. But once it's on rove of your goof, it's down the body halfway, it's allowed to pick up the bottom part, that's mutter. We'll soon see more about this. Who else, then, if you have a jacket, if you have your pants, and you don't want your pants to touch the floor, you're allowed to hold your pants up a little bit. Since we're wearing our pants as a derech malbush, the fact you pick it up a little bit, that's mutter. Fight the lambis, we'll soon see. Mutter lo tzis b'shus rabim v'talis sofav hatzava. So go to the sphere. Here it says, you're allowed to walk out b'shus rabim v'talis, that's just around your neck. So the Magen Avraham says, it's talking about, shenogu lo tzis kein, afil b'b'tayim. It's talking about the mini walk like a scarf, that people wear a scarf even in the house. So if that's the way you wear the scarf, it's mutter to walk out b'shus rabim also. Nor is this talis here means like a scarf. If it's a minig to wear a scarf in the middle of the week, you wear it in your house, but what then? You can walk out with it on Shabbos, even though it's only around your neck. But that's the derech of wearing it. The lacha before was a talis. The way we wear a talis is it's down on your back, it's not just around your neck. So to wear it just around your neck, that's not a derech malbish, that's called a matzah sotza. Afal pi shem niach tzad yimin ha'ksefer shel smil, it's still a smil. The derech loyks the kach, since it's a derech to wear it this way, but heavy yellow list noise for shori. It's a derech to look nice, that's why you wear the scarf. So now it's mutter to walk out with the scarf, because it looks nice, it's a malbush. Laman alam. Hayoytze mutter for talisoy. Somebody's walking out with a talis on Shabbos. The koifloy, and he folds it up a little bit. Mekano mekan biyodoy on his hands. Oh yeah, say for also on his shoulders. And the bachur, you're picking it up a little bit. It sounds like this. In nischavin likpoit kseifoin kedeitzla yikra. If the reason why you're picking it up a little bit on your shoulders is kedeitzun rip, or kedeitzla yislachu, or kedeit that the bottom part of your talis should not get dirty, then it's usur. If you're like picking up the bottom part and holding it in your hand, you're picking it up kedeit that it shouldn't get dirty. That's usur to walk out like that, holding it that way. Being kitzum this noise boy, or the reason why you're holding up the bottom part of your talis in your hand is it looks nice that way. That's the way people walk out with their begodim. They have their long talis, and they pick up the bottom and hold it in the hand. That's the derech malbush. That's takamutim. Now, the mechaba v'hani mila v'talisoyz shelhem. This is only like our talis. That's a pure. It's just a four corner begit. Hoyu shahoyu yuriyas achis. It's like one big uriah, like our talis, one big cloth. Rubas a four corners. Abu mabushim bidam. Mashenka now our pants, or our shirts, or our jackets. Shu lovish them, that our mama's wearing, we're in the pants, we're in the jacket. Momoitzi yodav mitoicha, and the hands go through the sleeves. Then muta lipfes ksosim. You're allowed to hold your pants and pick up the pants biyodai, lagbiyam. You're allowed to mamash hold your pants up in your hand. Kadesh le yislachachu, that you don't want the bottom of the pants to get dirty. Kadesh le yislachachu shula, that the bottom of your pants should not get dirty. Betit. Or kadesh lo yakvul aleches, it shouldn't trample over it. You're allowed to pick up the bottom of it. But the pshat is, you're wearing your pants. The derech malbush. The fact you pick it up a little bit doesn't make it ois malbush. That's mutim. Then if I'm in the Mogen Avraham says though, pick it up a lot, then you should be machmir. But a little bit, picking it up just to make it wearable now, shouldn't have to trample on it. That's mutim. Even if you're holding it in your hand, like you want to pick up your jacket like this, just it shouldn't get dirty. That's mutim to walk out like this. Is the beresh is only talking about a talis though, a talis that you're not mamish in it. It's just wrapped around you. Then you shouldn't pick up the bottom part and hold it in your hand. If the kavonim is to pick it up to make yourself look nice, that's derech malvish is mutter. If the kavonim picking it up and holding it just so it shouldn't get dirty, then it's also because it's nechsed like you're carrying something. Mashenka said a theory before. If you want to wear the talis underneath your jacket, and you want to like pick it up in your jacket and wear it, you're not holding it up in your hand there. That's mutter, because that's a derech malbush. Since the talis is on you and on most of your body, even though the bottom part is like picked up inside your jacket, that's mutter. So the churah from here should come out also. If you walk out with folded up sleeves, the churah should also be mutter to walk out on Shabbos with folded up sleeves. Because it's a derech malbush right now. And all you're doing, you're not holding it, it's just rubbed up. That's the churah, that's this first part of the talis. Just have it picked up. Since the ikka begit you're wearing, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. So folding it up. Some people want to say fold the thing about the part that's folded. It's not part of the begit anymore. So it's called like he's carrying that part. Right. If you have money wrapped around in a sack, like in a handkerchief, in a cloth, and you carry it out now, or so then it could even be your shirt. You're wearing your shirt. And you have money wrapped around in the shirt, shno yechayiv. The chiddush here, that's called a derech hoytzor, and yechayiv on Shabbos. Hago abu babayis, mutim. And if you want to walk with it like this in your house, it's not a hoytzor, it's mutim. In tzorech loy. Like we'll see the next tip, certain times you're allowed to walk with the money if you need it. Afilu einem tzrurim, rak shem, in tzorech loy. Afilu einem tzrurim, even though they're not tied up, rak shehem minukovim. Just the coin, some people learn this is a shalah for muksa. That stamma coin is muksa, not a touch. But if it's from the kovim and has a hole drilled through it, then to Raya you're going to use this for a charm or in your chain, then it's not muksa, you're allowed to walk around with it in your house. But to walk out with shus rab, that's called a derech hetzor in your chayiv. Yalama gimel.
Kuflam at H, the bottom Gemara, Kuflam Dalma base, Kuflam Dalma. And the last Gemara was, we said that we paskin like, the last Gemara was by paskin like Shmuel, this again, Tani Kabas to Shmuel. And Noistin Chamin Vishemin Agabi Maki Shabbos. If you have a wound on Shabbos,
you're not allowed to put chamin and shemen on top of the makkah. Avo noisnin chutz l'makkah, but you're allowed to put it away from the makkah, v'shoysis v'yerva l'makkah, and it comes down onto the makkah. So here we came out, we paskin like Shmuel. But halacha is, you can't put chamin and shemen together. That means if you have hot water and oil mixed together, if you put that on a makkah, that looks like a refuah. But let's say just some hot water by itself or shemen by itself, that would be mutter. His lashon is good. It's only a nice and chamin and shemen. You can't put the two of them together. That's nearer like a refuah. But just chamin to put hot water that was cooked up from before Shabbos on a makkah on Shabbos, that would be mutter. Because chamin by itself is not merap. It's not a refuah. Yitzhak Rabbanon. Noisnein agabe hamakeh moich yovish. You let it put on top of a wound or moich yovish. The queen has dried out clothing. Usvug yovish. Who did a dried out sponge? Avoloi gami yovish. But you can't use the dried out leaf. For loy kisisin yovishim. And not dried out shmatis. Is a churakasha ksisin aksisin. Hey, a moich yovish is also ksisin. They're both type of shmatis. So it's a theory. One place says you could put dried shmatis on a market. One says you can't. Molakasha, Hobakarati. If it's a new shmata, a new one, so that's merapa. That heals the makkah. So it's also to put it the first time on Shabbos. Hobiyatiki, an old one is not merapa, it's mutter to put on Shabbos. So I'm Rabbi Yishmamina Haniksisin Masi. That the shmata, at least the Gemara is talking about, a new one would be Masi, heals you. So therefore, it's also to put it on Shabbos because it heals you. But the chura, our band-aids or our things we put on a makkah is not merapa you. You're just putting it there. So it shouldn't, something shouldn't hurt it. Something shouldn't have cut it worse. So about to be mutter to put on a bandit on Shabbos. But the Gemara here is talking about ksisim, that the actual shmat itself is merapa, heals you. So it's also to do refu on Shabbos, because you're not a chilush yesh posikon here. But the sofik of andrugnis. The Mishnah says a sofik mila is not doich Shabbos. And andrugnis means a person that has two simonim. He has simoni ish, with simoni isha, is also not machal Shabbos. If Yehuda is the one that says matir, if Yehuda says you're allowed to do the bris milah on an adrugnus even on Shabbos, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says our law soy. So law soy Rashi says over the pasuk is over yom hashmini the afinim inay afilu b'Shabbos ksiv the sefer our law soy yom hashmini yim of star our law soy. So the diak our law soy we dashin our law soy vaday doyches to Shabbos only if it's a vaday milah. A vaday milah is doyches Shabbos.